This is the AM 580 News Daily Podcast for Wednesday, January 21st. I'm Jeff Bossert. Coming up, we'll hear an interview conducted by Illinois Public Radio's Amanda Vinicky with a man who replaced Barack Obama in the Illinois State Senate. We'll hear more than 6 minutes with Kwame Raoul coming up in just a bit. We'll also check your forecast for Champaign-Urbana, but first a look at today's news. It's Barack Obama's first full day as president, and Chicagoans are among the hundreds of thousands who have been celebrating. From barbershops and restaurants to college halls and churches, thousands of Illinoisans paused to witness yesterday's inauguration of the nation's first black president. Cheers erupted and tears flowed as Obama took the oath of office yesterday. Dozens gathered at the Mellow Yellow restaurant in Obama's Hyde Park neighborhood to share a moment most had only dreamed about. They stood out of respect as he took the oath. 65-year-old Laverne Mangum repeatedly yelled, "Yes, yes, yes." Mangum says she never believed in a million years that she would see an African-American become president. Those hovered around TV sets watching the inaugural address included several hundred University of Illinois students at the Illini Union yesterday morning. The Courtyard Cafe was wall-to-wall with people erupting in applause as Obama took the oath of office, then mere silence as he delivered the inaugural speech on a large projection TV. And regardless of political affiliation, students say it's time to get behind our 44th president. Lauren Russell is a 20-year-old political science major who wants to see an end to the partisan atmosphere in Washington.
I really like the idea of him governing from the middle. I feel like that's something that's really important for a president to do in a time like this, so I'm hoping that he'll deliver on that.
21-year-old Kara Smoral is studying broadcast journalism. She was as captivated with the crowd at the union as she was the president's comments. Using her cell phone, Kara sent her mom, a conservative, a picture of students celebrating.
And she sent a text back that was like, "You're skipping class to watch people clap?" But it's much more than that. Like, it's really cool to see everyone just kind of band together and look to the future.
Other students with majors ranging from engineering, applied health sciences, and education admit it's time to get behind Barack Obama. Their concerns for the presidency not only reflected on their hopes for a career in their respective fields, but fixing the economy and ending the war in Iraq. The associate director of the U of I's African American Cultural Center was much closer to history yesterday. From his vantage point in Washington, Will Patterson and 40 students from his black leadership development class could see the stage where President Obama delivered the inaugural address. Patterson says the speech set the tone for the whole environment as Obama was inspiring the nation to unite.
You're really putting folks on notice that it's going to be a lot of work, that we do have high expectations of the country, but for the world in general, and what is our role in that? And for folks to really recognize what that means and kind of what type of leadership is going to be in Washington.
Patterson says Obama's comments bring new focus to what higher education means. He says students should not only look at how a degree will better their life, but how they will use that experience to become a civic-minded leader. State Senator Mike Frerichs watched the inauguration along with his wife and more than a million other people on the Capitol Mall. The Champaign Democrat campaigned for Barack Obama and served as one of his convention delegates. Frerichs says the new president delivered a good inaugural address.
What he's saying is that we've got some difficult times ahead of us. It's kind of called for shared sacrifice and for Americans to really band together and pull ourselves out of these problems.
Frerichs was staying near the Capitol and was able to walk to the inauguration ceremony, but he says other people told him tales of long lines and overcrowded subways and highways. Still, Frerichs says the mood of the crowd around him during the inaugural ceremony was euphoric. Illinois Governor Rod Blagojevich hasn't given a formal answer to impeachment charges with a Senate trial over his ouster just 5 days away. The second-term Democrat has missed a second deadline to file responses to a charge that he abused his power as governor. A newly sworn-in House voted 117-1 January 14th to impeach him. Blagojevich's criminal lawyers quit his impeachment defense in protest last week. Spokesman Lucio Guerrero says he doesn't know what Blagojevich will do, and the governor hasn't informed him of his plans. The House impeached Blagojevich January 9th after his arrest a month earlier on federal charges he tried to trade government action for campaign contributions or a high-paying job. Urbana's school board and the public got their first view last night of a restructuring plan for Urbana Middle School. The federal No Child Left Behind law requires the restructuring plan because Urbana Middle School has failed to meet adequate yearly progress in its student testing for 5 out of the last 6 years. District 116 Assistant Superintendent Don Owens says one part of the restructuring will focus on special education, since that group of students had repeated problems passing the periodic exams. Owens says special education teachers had been expected to teach all subjects, but now he says they'll try to match students with certain problems with teachers who have a specialty in that area.
So if a group of students have reading deficits, they'll be matched with a teacher who specializes in helping struggling readers. If the student has math deficits, they'll be matched with a teacher who has training and skills working with struggling math students.
The effectiveness of the restructuring will be monitored by the same committee of administrators and others that is overseeing the restructuring of Urbana High School. District 116 School Board will vote on the restructuring plan on February 3rd. The plan then goes before the Illinois State Board of Education for their approval. But Owen says they're already taking steps to implement the plan at Urbana Middle School. For the latest newscast online, go to wiol.illinois.edu/news. This is the AM 580 News Daily Podcast. I'm Jeff Bossert. As Barack Obama took the oath of office as president yesterday, one of those in attendance was the man who replaced him in the Illinois State Senate. Kwame Raoul took over the seat after Obama was elected to the U.S. Senate in 2004. Raoul still serves in the state legislature and spoke with Amanda Vinicky.
My seat is no different than any other seat in the state Senate. You know, my vote is not weighted any heavier than any other vote, nor was his while he was here. You know, I often told people who would come into my office during my first year in the state Senate who'd say that, you know, Barack Obama supported this. I'd tell them that, well, he took his gray matter to Washington and I'm stuck with the gray matter that I have. So I don't feel any added weight. You know, I've gone out of my way to distinguish myself from him, though I admire him. I'm not trying to be Barack Obama. I never tried to be Barack Obama. We both have funny names and we both live in Hyde Park, but, you know, he's a phenomenal public servant and I'm striving to be one too, but I'm not striving to try to be Barack Obama by any means.
How have you distinguished yourself in your career as an Illinois senator?
I think Barack Obama was likely focused on advancing to higher office, and he was obviously on a fast track. You know, people often say Barack Obama's Chicago's son, but, you know, Barack Obama grew up in a whole lot of other places other than Chicago. I'm a Chicagoan. I live three blocks away from where I grew up, which just happens to, you know, I grew up in a house that just happens to be on the same block that Barack Obama lives on now. So I think I'm a lot more invested in local concerns and local economic development and trying to make Chicago and the state of Illinois thrive again.
Can you describe your district?
Well, I have a very diverse district. I often say I represent the lakefront from the Gold Coast to the Soul Coast. You know, I have a racially diverse, economically diverse. The most economically disadvantaged people residing in my district from the city of Chicago and the most affluent people living in my district. I have the highest among the scholarly. I have a lot of higher education institutions that are located in my district. I have a lot of health care. The major health care facilities in Chicago are located in my district. And I have tourist attractions are mostly located in my district, from the convention center to most of the museums, as well as all of the hotels and most of the restaurants and shopping. Magnificent Mile, Soldier Field, McCormick Place, and so I often feel like I have the burden to be the voice of tourism for the city of Chicago and for the state of Illinois, for that matter, because much of the tourist attractions fall within my district boundaries. And, you know, as we think forward to 2016, most of the Olympic activities would take place from Olympic Stadium to the Olympic Village would be within my district. So it's a burden.
Despite all the excitement about a Barack Obama presidency, especially for Democrats and especially in Illinois, he's already facing some criticism. How does he deal with that going forward?
I'd hate to be in Barack Obama's shoes right now. You know, he's taken over as arguably the most powerful man in the world at one of the worst times, from instability in terms of conflicts throughout the world and, you know, the war on terror and things of the like, to the economic instability. And from Wall Street to Main Street, things are falling apart. That he gets sworn in on January 20th doesn't mean everything's fine on January 21st. He has to start out way in the hole. And so I think he's done the right thing in starting to prepare folks for the reality that things are not going to magically change because Barack Obama has moved in on Pennsylvania. So he's got challenges ahead of him. And in the notion that because he had such a diverse campaign and so many people involved and he got so many people involved nationwide that there aren't going to be complaints from the Latino community, from the African-American community, from all of the communities, Republicans, Democrats alike. I think the quality that Barack has is that he has a capacity to listen to everybody and to find middle ground, find common ground, and try to move things forward with allowing everybody a voice.
What do you hope that Obama, as president, remembers about Hyde Park in Illinois in making his policy?
You know, I described the nature of the district that I represent, that he represented before me. It's a diverse district. Again, with every decision I make policy-wise, there's somebody in my there's a good group of people in my district who are ecstatic about it, and there are a good group of people who are peed off about it. And so that's a good training ground for somebody who's going to be dealing with the world's problems. You're never going to make everybody happy. That's the reality of serving in public office and having to make difficult decisions. The nature of the decisions and the gravity of the decisions that he makes are larger than those that I make from a state senator level. But if he thinks about Hyde Park, which is a diverse neighborhood, and thinks about the lakefront district that I represented, that he represented before me, he can think about how he had to demonstrate a patience and how he had to listen to people and how every once in a while a suggestion came from the constituency that made sense. As I presented to replace him, the one thing that I said to the committee was, the greatest skill that I bring is that I'm a patient and attentive listener. And I remain quiet often before I open my mouth. And I think that's a skill that many politicians need to work on. It seems that everybody's quick to open their mouth, not realizing that there's not an expectation as we elect our elected officials that we think that they know it all. Barack Obama, no, he doesn't know it all about foreign policy. No, he doesn't know it all about the economy. But he's a good listener, and he can listen to things that are suggested to him and make sense of them and put things together to develop good public policy in the interest of all the people in the United States and people worldwide.
Raul had been mentioned as a possibility to replace Obama in the U.S. Senate, but he withdrew his name for consideration after Governor Blagojevich's arrest because he says it was the right thing to do. Blagojevich is accused of trying to sell the vacant Senate seat, among others, charges he denies. Blagojevich's appointee, Roland Burris, was sworn in last week as Illinois' junior senator. In the forecast today, mostly sunny skies, the high around 32. Mostly clear skies tonight, not as cold, the low around 20. Mostly sunny, not as cold on Thursday, the high around 42. Partly cloudy Thursday night, the low around 28, mostly sunny. Friday, the high around 35. Colder Friday night and Saturday, partly cloudy skies. The low around 13, the high around 20. Partly cloudy Saturday night and Sunday, lows around 7, the high around 19. This has been the AM 580 News Daily Podcast for Wednesday, January 21st. You can find podcasts of Focus 580, the afternoon magazine, agricultural programming, as well as other helpful information at our website, will.illinois.edu. I'm Jeff Bossert, AM 580 News.